Hey,
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm hating this rain right now. I'm glad I'm indoors right now, but I had to drive out in that mess all day.
Yeah, man. I hate it myself. Everything hurt. But you know what? I'm in the house. That's what I keep telling myself. I stay my butt in the house.
Oh, that's how I felt once I got into this house. After I picked them up from school, I'm like, I have no reason to go back out. And oh, God. So.
That's how it be, man. You know, when you get to a certain age or you go through a bunch of health shit, you start to notice that any change in normal weather pattern will have everything, all discombobulated, be all achy and in pain and don't even understand why. Like, damn, I'm getting old. My feet hurt, my knees hurt, why it's hurting. And then it rained 2 days later, you'd be like, oh, that's what
Right. You feel the
it
rain coming before you even come.
was. Exactly, man. Oh, man. So, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I mean, we had some. I just got out of a couple of meetings for life insurance, so
Okay.
this is my break.
Yeah, man.
Know. And so, yeah, you would just be surprised how many people don't have life insurance, and young people at that too. Like this is the when they're young is the best age to get it at because it's cheaper,
Yeah, but you know how it is. Nobody's thinking that far ahead. It's out having fun and doing me. I'm 25 and 26, and I'm unstoppable. I'm going party. Y'all ain't trying to hear
Right.
that. You already know how
Right.
they are, man. It's sad, but yep, it's definitely sad. So, all right, we are in the Sex, Life, and Relationships episode 11, Queen.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, brace yourself, people. Here's the Q&A. And
Yeah.
so,
Yep.
you
And
never know where it's gonna go.
exactly. And let me confirm, but I do believe that so give me 1 second. I'm sorry. This is bad podding, y'all. Forgive me. I'm still a little rusty. I'm checking to make sure that the our first episode back the other day is uploaded onto the all of
What?
our podcast and stuff, the Block Talk, and so
Okay.
yep, I'm just confirming it. And of course, everything wants to run slow.
Well, yeah, that's how it is. My computer been giving me problems today.
Yep.
And so. Okay.
So yeah, it is up. And if you want to check it out, you can go on over to the Queen Vi Reality Talk page. 'Cause guess what, Queen? An hour ago, it hit the page. It's
Okay.
up on Blog Talk for those who want to go check it out. And it's also you can listen to it on the Queen Vi Reality Talk Facebook page.
If you have
So.
not joined the network group, then do so.
Yep. So, also, tonight's episode will be up tomorrow. Still getting the hang of this new system, still learning how it goes. So just bear with us, y'all. We'll have some fun and entertaining stuff coming along. So just bear with us. All right, where we at? 6:05. Are you ready to get started on this road to fuckery?
I am ready.
Right.
I'm as ready as I'm going to be, as ready as I'm always is during these Q&A sessions, because you never know.
Yeah, and we're to the point now that that we have so many. I can't even try to process the order. I'm just going to get them out as I can, and once they're out, I'm deleting them. So I hope I get as many of you as possible today. And of course, we're going to do this more often until we can get caught up.
All right.
All right. All right. So the first one is a relationship question. And this is coming from Tamika down in West Philly. And Tamika said, hey, y'all, quick question. What taboo subjects do you think people who are just beginning their dating should ask each other just to get it out of the way? What taboo subjects should people ask each other when they begin dating just to get it out of the way? Okay.
Get into the sex life. What is that person into? And I say that because you don't want to fall for somebody and then they be into something that you just absolutely not into, you know, because everybody have their likes and their wants and their needs and or things they may want to try or just things they're into in general. So you definitely, that's one of the things you definitely want to have that conversation with, you know, before it's too late. I don't know if I want to, we'll call it taboo, but also when you date, talk finances. You don't. I laugh because I was listening to something and it was like every time it was time to go somewhere, the dude left his wallet or something didn't happen or something happened when he, you know, the red flags. So I feel like if there's anything that's a concern and that really means something to you, finances, whether that person want kids, what's their expectations as far as if they're looking for a relationship, if the end goal is marriage, like anything that's important to you, those conversations should be had as soon as possible before you get that time in and them feelings in. And then you're like, damn, because it's something that you can't deal with or you're not okay with or something you may want that person isn't into or care for or want in general. So.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. You got to get those kind of conversations out. Finances, weird sexual desires, any weird family issues that are considered not normal. That's what I'm taking the term taboo as to be not normal. Things that aren't like the average person is going to have going on.
Right. What about children? What if you finish having children? That person want more children. You know, anything that can kind of, you know, damage or end or cause problems in a relationship when people not seeing eye to eye on those things, it should be a conversation had.
Yeah, it definitely should. Because, again, we say it a thousand, we've been saying it for years. Have the conversation to get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, don't just 6-7 months in or a year in and you're finding out something weird that you should have learned your first 30 to 60 days. Why put yourself through that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why put yourself through that? Okay. This one is from Monefi. I'm sorry. If I'm butchering your name, I apologize. But I'm just going to say it's Monefia. She's asking, she didn't say where she's from or how she heard about us. She's just dropping one on us. I'm just entering into one of my first real relationships. What advice, if any, do you think I should know? Thanks.
Communication. Have those open line of communications. Both people need to be open, honest. Know what you want, because you cannot tell somebody what you want if you don't know what you want. And I always say that everybody is different. Know their love languages, really, really learn their likes, their dislikes, their wants, their needs. so you can know once again, you know, whether and be honest with if you're able to fulfill that those wants and needs that they may have. Don't be agreeing with something just because he cute, or putting up with anything because he got money or the sex is good or whatever. You have to, this is where it has to be that moment of truth and be real with yourself and with that individual.
Right. That is, I need the tambourines on that one. You know, I don't know what to say to you because I don't know you. I don't know what kind of relationship you're getting into. If you want a generic answer, okay, cool. Be honest, be open, have conversations. Don't go to bed mad at each other. You know, the typical yin yang. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't, you know what I mean? And you said, she says this is her first.
Yeah, how old are you?
Yeah, give us
what
a
is your
details.
Expectations from this person? How did you meet? Come right back. Give us some more details and stuff, and we could kind of give you more of an answer that's more geared towards you and your situation, because everybody's situation is different, you know. And age really does. Age and circumstances. And experience does play a big part in certain things and certain decisions. So we need some more information, girl.
Exactly. You come up here giving, asking us to give you some generic answers. We don't work like that.
Yeah.
We don't work that way. Okay. I'm trying to knock out as many of the relationships and stuff like that. Oh boy, I cannot pronounce this person's name. I'm just going to call you Miss Lee. Miss Lee said she was referred to us by Coco Kemi. Shout out to Coco Kemi. She lives in Trinidad, and she says she wanted to know what do we wish someone told us about relationships when we were younger that we could have took full advantage of as we got older?
It's not always black and white. It's not, I mean, you're not always going to get the same results, even if you're doing the same thing, because both people in a relationship is different. You know, I mean, that's what I would say, because people, I mean, I know we have the basis on things that's supposed to make a relationship work, but it's more complex, you know, when people have different traumas and experiences and issues, you know. So you as a person could be doing everything that, quote unquote, is right, but it's not being seen. Or it's not being felt as it should because of what that other person may have going on. So just go into everything, you know, with the mentality of case by case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that question because you have to remember, again, it boils down to the basics. People are always going to tell you, be honest and be this way, be that way. They're going to give you the basics. But when you stop and think about most of your experiences, your experiences are tied to you and what you went through and the person you went through. So someone can tell you something very, very, you know, cookie cutter, give you a cookie cutter answer. You know, but it's not the same thing. I can't sit there and take advice from someone about some things I haven't even been through yet because I'm not going to take it seriously. Think about how many times somebody told you some shit and you just like, yeah, okay, uh-huh. You can't, yeah, you're not going to be able to take it serious. The best advice someone did give me is to always be honest, say how you feel, don't hold shit in, but they were telling me because I got issues. So... you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know it would have been some old person telling you how to treat somebody and how you're supposed to be. And, yeah, you're supposed to take some of that information because it's the foundation of how you're supposed to be. But who's going to prepare? Yeah, who's going to prepare you to find out how crazy somebody you spending time with?
Right, right. Because what kind of wife they had, or what kind of you know, experience they had, and how compatible they were in their relationship, it may not be the person that you met. So every relationship has their own issues. And once again, it's because of those people that's in that relationship. Like, nobody's the same. Nobody has the same issues and circumstances and experience going across the board. Nothing is 100% the same. It's going to be one factor that's going to be different, that's going to change the dynamics of everything.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's you know, again, man, it's a, you have to go through certain life experiences in order to get where you, in order to get what you're trying to get and do what you're trying to do. If you're trying to get yourself in a good relationship, you got to put yourself out there. You got to try. If you are in one of those situations where you have someone and you're growing into it, you want things to progress into that, you know, that level of happiness you didn't obtain before. Yes, people can give you advice on that, but no one can. There's nobody I wish somebody told me something 30 years ago that I'm happy with my successes and my failures. So, let's see. Okay, Queen, we got the forgiveness talk again.
Okay.
This one is from Marcel. Marcel's over in New York, and she has listened to a few of our Q&A sessions. Wow, she sent this in back in November. So we're sorry, Marcel. And she's asking, how could I possibly forgive a man that cheated on me with one of my best homegirls? He's begging. He's sending me flowers. He's doing everything he can to get me to take him back. But I'm not folding. What do you guys think?
Yeah, don't fold. They knew what they was doing was wrong when they did it. I hope you cut that quote-unquote homegirl friend or whoever she is off, because she is not your friend. And I would stay clear away. I mean, he knew what he was doing when he was doing it. He's only regretting it. First of all, he's only sorry because he got caught. Let's just get that out the way. And he knows what he's lost and what he chose to cheat on you with. Probably can't hold a light to you. So now he's backpedaling. And so make him wear those consequences, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I you're asking the wrong person about forgiveness. I can't help you on that one, but I can tell you this much. It's a gamble. I think you shouldn't fold. Hang in there. Stay strong. Go find somebody that won't cheat on you, that you don't have to do the forgiveness game with.
Right.
You know, because they had you. You were in place. But I don't know, man. It's like, I hate to tell people not to listen to their heart, but nowadays your heart is goofy as all hell. And you're going to find yourself forgiving someone who's going to play nice for a while, but the minute they get comfortable, they're going to be right back at it. You know? And you got to also remember why this person cheated on you. One, he cheated on you with your homegirl. So you goofy as fuck if you decide to forgive him or her. So I don't know what to tell you. But nah, you're doing good. Stay strong. Block his number and take them flowers and give them to somebody else, or, you know,
Yeah, cause you know you gotta okay, you gotta look at it like this. When you decide to forgive somebody, you're taking and you're gonna be back with that person, you're taking a risk. So now you have to hope and pray they don't do it again. And you might drive yourself crazy. Are you gonna be able to truly, that's what you need to ask yourself, are you gonna be truly able to forgive that person? That means not bringing it up, to trying to trust them all over again. It's too much work. I mean, he didn't respect the work and the time that was put into it to build that trust of what you guys had. So you shouldn't overthink it, you know, trying to see if it's going to work and worry about his feelings, because he sure as hell didn't worry about yours when he was doing what he was doing. He was worrying about him and what he wanted to feel. So, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't. Don't drive yourself crazy. Don't go through it because. I mean, when he leaves, are you gonna be worrying about where he at? When you don't like, it's too much. You won't put too much unwanted, unneeded stress on yourself, and to us as people have enough to worry about.
I just don't have nothing else to add to that. Get your ass away from that fool. That's all I can tell you. Don't put yourself in that situation. Just don't. You know what I mean? I don't understand why y'all keep acting like people are just going to wake up and, oh, I got caught. They're only sorry because they got caught. Nah, he wasn't sorry when he was clapping them cheeks. He wasn't sorry when she was riding his face. He wasn't sorry when she was on her knees with the gat-gat. You,
You
these
didn't even know how long it's been going on. This could have been going on forever. You just, and if you wouldn't have found out, he would still be doing it. No, this was a decision. This wasn't a mistake. This was a conscious decision that he made.
Don't be stupid, shorty. Don't be stupid. So, but okay. All right, Queen. We had enough of the preliminary. Let's get down to the fun. Let's get down to some serious business here. You know, we know why the people came here. They came here to listen to the smut. Oh, okay. Before I get to that, I got one more. Don from South Philly said, yo, my girl went through my phone and she didn't find anything. And she's still mad at me because she think I deleted everything before she went through the phone. I don't understand this shit. We've been beefing for 3 weeks. Now, mind you, he wrote this in December. So we've been beefing for 3 weeks. Even when I'm being good, I'm getting accused. What should I do?
Well, I mean, clearly it's a trust issue. It could be something you did in your past, something that you that she quote unquote forgave you for, gave you another chance, and to it wasn't the right decision because clearly she can't get over it. Maybe it's something you your actions are saying one thing, in your words are saying another. That's when you need to have that conversation. Okay. Why do you feel the way you feel? And it may be more than just that. What do you say, 3 weeks?
Yeah, you said you beef him for three. That was back in December, so I hope he
I
give
hope
us an
y'all
update.
y'all figured it out. But you know, when sometimes when people have issues with something, like something could have changed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the sex life could have changed, and maybe she thinking, okay, the sex is not what it used to be because he's cheating, or he's not spending time with me. It can be something else that's making that's triggering those thoughts if it's not true, or he could be lying out his ass, and it could very well be true. But because you know your mate, let's be honest, people, y'all know y'all mate. So for her to feel like he deleted something, I don't know. Do he have a history of doing that? People usually feel the way they feel most of the time is because history. You can't do something 5, 10, 15 times because that one time you didn't do it is not going to be a thought in their head because they're used to you doing something. You know, even if you change, it takes time for them to for it to set in that you have changed. And then they're going to be wondering, for how long? How long does this change for last? So I need to hear her side. I need more because people like to tell things in a way where they're the victim sometimes.
Exactly.
Three weeks is something else.
Yeah, shout out to Kat Collins. She said, yeah, she been through something. Yeah, 9 times out of 10. Sometimes a woman could bring her past experiences to the current relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or something triggered her, something gave her the impression that you was on some sucker shit. And she's like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to go straight to the horse's mouth. And that means, let me check his phone.
It's a trust thing right there.
Yeah. Cause that, I mean, for me, bro, that's a no-no for me. It's time to go. It's time to go. I ain't got time. Ain't got time for that dumb shit. I know what I'm doing. I know I ain't doing nothing. I'm focusing on the things I'm supposed to be focusing on. Because you got a vibe or your ass itch today and you want to start that shit? Mm-mm. Now, we want to hear her side, but nah. Because you woke up today and your lace front ain't right until you want to start a fight. No. I got one for you, bro. 9 times out of 10, she mad at her side, dude. And she looking to take it out on you. Check her phone. How about that? How about that? We can't be trusting their asses. They always beating up on us, making us like the bad guy.
Listen, neither one of them should be checking any other one's phone. If they got such a huge issue with trust, then they need to both remove themselves, because that is a form of being toxic as well, where they want to fight and argue all the time about certain things that they could clearly eliminate. Either figure it out, see what the issue is, and get it together, or part ways. Nobody want to be in no household where they be arguing all the time. And if I set my phone down, I don't care if it's unlocked, messages open. Do not touch my phone and stroll at all.
Yeah.
Like,
Stay away from my shit. The fuck is wrong with you? It's like, God damn, what kind of relationship y'all got going on out here? It's just stress. It's like, I don't see how anybody got time to be happy when you're too busy doing stupid shit. You still be focusing on getting over the obstacles, and I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, it's smut time. We're about a half hour in, Queen. It's time to get to the smut. All right. This is Tiffany coming from Bear, Delaware. She says she loves our sexual confessions. She said she got one and she wants some insight, since the queen is she said, since you sell all the toys and good smut paraphernalia, you can help her out. She says, yo, I can't stop. I don't know what's going on over the past couple of days. I just can't stop masturbating. My clit starts throbbing as soon as anything grazes it, and I get so horny. I have to take care of it or I'll be too distracted. Even now I'm rubbing it as I write this shit out. I really need to come. I'm single. Ain't had none in 6 months. What do y'all got to help me for this shit?
Wow. Okay. What do we got to help her? I mean,
yeah, like we got to go prescribe you some shit,
right? I mean, you're using your hands. How about using a vibrator? How about using O is a stimulator. It helps with not only arousal but for actually coming, so releasing. So won't you try that? Have you tried? Listen. See, we on Facebook. We a whole different platform. So I don't want to get blocked in that.
Oh no, nuh-uh. This is we can say what we want. Says freedom of speech.
That's true. I'm just saying. Have you tried a different way? Make it, because sometimes it's mental. It's not just, oh, I'm horny, so I'm going to make myself come. It's mental. Set the mood for yourself. Sometimes you got to romance yourself. I'm just saying. You know, get some aids, some products to help you out. It's not always just, oh, I'm horny, so I'm gonna touch myself and I'm gonna come. If your mind is cluttered and you got so much going on, then that may be interfering. You might have a problem too, because it's no way you type it. And see, that's another problem. You're not focused. Your mind is not at the task at hand. What else do you do?
I hope you wipe that nasty ass phone off. You got juices all on the phone. Probably see your fingerprints in that shit. Just ew.
Focus at the task at hand.
Damn, I can't add to that. Go get yourself some damn toys. Get yourself a man. You know, or if not, if you can't, I get it. You're single. Get yourself a handyman, a Mr. Fix-It, a Mr. You know, Dollar Dick. Just dick on demand. Just come through, pipe you down, and be on your way. Because I don't know what
to tell you. And you know I sell it. Why haven't you haven't contacted me yet? You could have had your stuff discreetly delivered to you already, and this problem could be solved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, Queen. Teresa, Baltimore, said she was referred by a friend of a friend, and she said she went to an adult theater in New York when she went to visit her mom. Her and her boyfriend, they went, they had a great time, they got to do some freaky shit up in the front row since nobody was near. On their way out the door, she bumps into her sneaky link, mm-hmm. who lives just a few doors down from her her mom. And the sneaky link is with his wife. So they went through the awkward looks, says their hellos, and they keep it pushing. And now her man keeps asking her over and over, who the fuck is dude? Why are y'all looking at each other like that? I don't know what to say. Please give me some good excuses.
I can't help you there. Because the problem is the way that y'all look at each other, the guiltiness of it. That's the first thing. I don't honestly think that any story that you, first of all, how long ago did she write this? But I don't think anything you could come up with that you didn't come up with on the spot is going to be believable. Because if you have to think about it and you're avoiding it, then 9 times out of 10, that person is going to be like, oh, you're thinking of an excuse, you know? But I have no advice for her on that. The proof was in the awkward moment. If she knew it was awkward, he knew it was awkward, the mates knew it was awkward because it was too obvious. They could have not spoke, or they could have just walked past, what's up, introduced each other, kept them moving instead of standing looking like deer in headlights probably, or all stuttering and looking all. That's why I don't do sneaky links.
Man, y'all gonna learn that sneaky link shit.
I do not share. That's the thing is, y'all keep trying to get people hurt.
I don't.
We don't help people cheat.
I can't help you. I can't help you with that, sis. Don't get me wrong. I'm completely intrigued. This is the closest thing to Ratchet TV I'm going to get. So please write in and tell us more because this shit is some good shit. I don't know what to tell you. You got a couple choices. You could be honest and tell him what the deal is and hope he don't throw you out a fucking window. Or, you know, give him a threesome. That usually works. Makes men forget shit. But yeah, maybe but next time.
Who says she's going to want the threesome with another woman?
Hey, man, you better do what you need to do to get that heat off you.
And then since she is already has a sneaky leak, now she always going to be wondering, is he going to still be talking to that girl or if he going to be going out and cheating? See, she put the stress on herself, the stress and the worry on herself.
Mm-mm-mm.
And don't you dare flip it either.
I don't. She already putting stress on her cootie cat, so she might as well put some damn stress. The least you can do, you run around with a sneaky link up in New York when you go visit your mall. You up there talking about I'm going to visit my mom, and you hitting the sneaky link down the street from mom. You brought your man up with you this time. I'm assuming to go meet mom. And y'all go over to the damn smut theater. And don't get me wrong, smut theater is pretty cool. It's fun. It's a nice little couple thing. Get your little freak on in the front. But when you're coming out, you bump into your sneaky link and his wife. Yeah, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'd love to know what kind of story you finally spun to him, because, you know, you sent this in back in December. So, but best of luck to you. I hope you're okay. Check in with us to make sure that you.
Damn, you know. you hope stay okay.
I hope he didn't go through her phone. Let me say this, because I'm hearing about it more and more, dudes going through their chick's phone. Just like y'all be knowing, men be knowing. Because a lot of men understand. Some women go through a little thought period. I don't know what it is. Some of y'all get in y'all 40s, and all the thottyisms start coming out. Y'all want to try all kinds of shit. Y'all want to go through a tag team, get a train ran on you. Y'all want to be sneaky and shit. More and more lifestylers now are popping up in their 40s because they've been doing the basic yellow vanilla shit their whole life. They want to do something wild. So, I mean, dudes be knowing. So y'all better be careful. And you already see how violent they are to women these days. You can't fuck around anymore. You can't. Okay. All right, this person, BRELOM, Miss Breelom, says she was referred by JoJo. Shout out to JoJo, who's online listening, and she's in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And yes. She says she has been working at a messenger service for about 4 years. She dated a couple of guys there, only had sex with one. But lately she's been talking to the manager there, and he asked, could they have a threesome? She obliged. She said, sure. She wanted to try a girl of certain persuasion. Mm-hmm. Got to the hotel, and his homie was in there waiting with his dick out. Mm-hmm. And she said she went for it. She said she went for it. And she goes on to say that after about 4 hours of straight fucking, I feel like the office slut. It was fun, but now I feel like my name is going to be smutted out. What do you guys think?
So one of my things I go by is don't do anything that you're going to be ashamed of. That's first and foremost. Two, you grown, you did it. So now you got to live with it. But next time, make sure it's somebody you can trust. First of all, I don't sleep with people that's like a no-no for me. If I work with you, especially when you got to see that person all the time, and it's not going to, like, and it isn't anything serious, and you don't have history, like, outside of work, I don't do it. That caused a whole lot of issues. I refuse to let anybody mess up my money. But did she say, wait, but she went there. She didn't go there for the guy, right?
She went thinking it was going to be some white girl he's cool with.
Right. You got bamboozled and giving up your pussy, girl. You got...
She gave up more than some pussy.
You got set up.
You got the bowling ball.
You got set up. Oh, God. See, that would have been a red flag for me. That would have been a turnaround, go, no for me, because that's not even what you wanted, girl. So now you living in regret for something you didn't even want. You didn't even sign up for. And so, but yeah, me, I do not mix the two. I would not give, because now it's going to be awkward. You don't know if it's going to, and it might be all in her head. Let's be honest. It might be all in her head. I mean, he may do it all the time, but it might be in all her head. It might not be that serious, but since now she's overthinking it, and now it's bothering her. But, girl,
let me say this to you, Shorty. You got some issues. I think that you're doing too much at your job. If you're gonna be out there moving like that, move like that, but don't do it where you make your bread at.
Right.
You supposed to be getting at a bag and you getting tossed. Now she think about it. She says she
getting
tossed.
Tossed.
So she's getting tossed. So you said that you was talking to multiple guys. Then you only had sex with one, and at some point you started dealing with the manager bull. Manager bulls get all the they stay smashing the underlings.
Right.
that's been a vibe for a minute, but you got, like the queen said, you got bamboozled. He tell you, yeah, we gonna link up and have a threesome with this white girl. White girl ain't no signs of her. You go in there and you get in and say, okay, fuck it. Only live once. And now you worried about if your name is getting smutted out at the job. Yes, it is. He telling all the homies, you was taking it. You was getting spit roasted. You was bowling ball. They had fun with flipping your little ass. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is something that they do all the time. Yep. Like, because who freely just walks up to somebody and at work and have a conversation about a threesome?
Well,
like,
no, they were talking. She was talking. He's the manager. They was talking. And at some point, they said, let's do a threesome. They were done with each other.
I've never been that close to a manager. Like,
oh, you ain't never fucked one of your managers?
Yeah, right. They wish.
Oh, shit. Well.
Plus, that's a person with a position of power. Like,
yeah.
Come, like, oh, God. Okay, where did I work at? Amazon?
Oh, man.
HelloFresh?
Oh, HelloFresh. Yo, so you ain't get a manager at HelloFresh? No, no, yeah.
No. I mean, I did the hiring for Amazon, Rent the Runway, and Target Warehouse, and I'm just saying. And listen.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of fuckery. All right, this one is from Tia Maxwell. She's also hitting us up from Baltimore. She said she loved our shows on kinks and BDSM. She's been in a lifestyle for the last 14 years, and she is saying one of her latest kinks is sleeping with married men. It's something that turns her on. She doesn't understand it. She can't stop. She's addicted to it. She says, I know the queen is going to bash me based off of past shows, but I'm telling you, the best sex I ever had is with a man with a ring on his finger, and I make sure he keeps it on. When we record our sex and my ass is bouncing while his ring is on. Sheesh.
Mm-hmm.
I need my damn wishmacombs. We got to, okay, Facebook, if you're listening, we need to get some sound effects.
Sound effects.
Because we got to give her a whole clap.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't say bash. I would say I'm just honest. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 100% real with you. But hey. First of all, he a damn fool for letting you record it, because now you got evidence against him if it goes south, and you have that power if you decide to meet one of these guys and decide to go all fatal attraction with them. Now you can ruin their life or their marriage, as if they're not doing enough to ruin it. So she said she make him keep the ring on.
Shout out to Zio Styles. She says she can't stop until the wife catch her ass.
Right. You know what? Because these are in those situations, and the first time you get caught, I want you to write back in with that same confidence and that same thrill that you're given, that you're telling this story when the wife catches you. Anything that comes your way from the fallout of this, I will not feel any type of sympathy for you. my feel, I feel for the wife that probably think that she got a good dude, and he out here sleeping around, you know, with the smut, because she said marry men. She didn't say, I have this one guy I'm dating, he's married, or I'm sleeping with, he's married. Married men. So these men are interchangeable. It's
It ain't just one. She hopping from dick to dick.
Yeah, so just keep in mind, one day you're going to try to hop on that dick, and the wife going to catch you, and she going to hop on that ass. And you're going to feel a whole different type of pain. So I have absolutely... I'm just saying, these chicks is, you know, I would like to sit down with one of these chicks, because, you know, the thrill is so thrillful for her, because she's having the fun with none of the responsibilities. We talk about that all the time when it comes to, you know, sides and sneaky leaks and all of that. It's no, they just know the fun part of that person. You know, they don't know the real world or all the other things that go on in the relationship with that person. So they just having fun. And I hope you're doing it safe, because you just hopping and you catch something. And now that's where it comes right back again. Where now my concern is for the wife, because he out there giving his little community dick to community pussy. And she just probably sitting there just being faithful and feeling like she don't need to use no protection or anything, because they're married and she's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you the side eye right now, girl.
I can see your face right there. I mean, hey, listen, man. Somebody got to do it. These dudes going to cheat. They going to cheat. But she says, I love when these men come on to her and she loves fucking them. I mean, it's all fun and games until somebody catch you and beat the brakes off you. So enjoy. Yep. Enjoy. It's one thing when you're doing it properly, in some kind of lifestyle or some structured swinger, non-monogamous situation. Okay, that's cool. I would be cheering you on. But you literally out here just hopping up and down on dudes, and you letting them record you, smashing you out, and you want to see the hand gripping the ass with their ring on.
Well, she needs to take advice from the last girl needs to take advice from her, because the last girl is worried, and this girl has no shame. So maybe she needs to go work in that office.
Yeah. All right, well, this one is from Rob over in Wilmington.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he just recently realized that he really gets turned on when he's out with his woman and other men are checking her out, or he finds out that other men try to holler. And when he looks at her Facebook page and she posts a nice, sexy pic and dudes is going crazy over it, he said that shit turns him on and it makes him just bang her out even harder. Is this a kink, or is this a fetish, or what is this?
It's a kink, I think.
Yeah,
I would label it as a kink. Definitely. I mean, he's getting turned on by the fact that others want what he has and can't get it. You know, well, he didn't mention that, but they're not getting it, right, Ron?
We don't know. That's the other side. Is he getting it?
I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah, this could be a setup.
Yeah. So, but that's like a stroke for his ego. That make him want to stroke his ego. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just what that is. And I mean, that means another thing. He could be very secure in his space, his spot, because it doesn't bother him. And everybody can't handle that. And it's not always the fact that that person is going to act on it. It could be just that person. Just can't handle the fact that some people, because it could be an insecure thing, like others want what they have, and maybe they're not secure enough to feel like they're making that person happy. And it depends what kind of chick you got, because if she got a history in some ways, you don't want that either. But he's okay with it, and as long as nobody's getting hurt and everybody's okay with it, then great.
Yeah. I'm gonna move on to the next one. We got we're running close on time. We got about 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. This is from Toya, and she didn't say where she's from or how she heard about us, but she wrote in around November 25th, and she says, "Why is it men can't handle questions that they ask?" So me and my boyfriend were sitting, talking, drinking, smoking, having a good time. We just came in from a movie, and he asked me about threesomes, and we had a conversation about it. So I told him, okay, who would you pick? He picked a chick that works at his job. I chose his homeboy. His homeboy is sexy as fuck. He's taller and got a bigger dick. How do I know? Before y'all get on me, I see the print in his gray sweats because we all go to the gym together. And when he's on the treadmill, that thing bouncing. Oh my God. I can't fuck. I gotta read this shit. So she says that that thing be bouncing, and I mentioned him, his face crumbled up like old newspaper, and he was mad as shit. We actually got into an argument. How is it that he can want to fuck the girl at my job, but I can't want to fuck his homeboy? I think that we should be able to be open and honest to talk about who we want to fuck in a fantasy setting. Isn't that why it's a fantasy?
Okay. Well, you never say the friend. Don't say the friend. Don't say a family. Somebody that you are around all the time. Because they're always going to think, like, are you looking at that person like that all the time? Like, that is a no-no. Just like if y'all was to choose to do a threesome for one, he is supposed to let you, you know, you pick. Like, it's rules to this. And I know oftentimes people ask questions that they truly not mentally ready. Because that's what I say, too. Don't ask me nothing you really don't want the answer to, because you're going to get it straight, no chaser. Like, it is what it is. But, yeah, you seeing somebody that y'all all hang out together, you see on a regular, you know. I hope you didn't tell him because he looked good as shit and his dick big. I hope you didn't say that to him. I hope you didn't say that to him. I mean, but...
Oh, shit.
Cause he's talking about open and honest, but yeah, he's mad because, and that's just clearly why, this is somebody that he hangs with. So now, in his mind, is his shorty is constantly looking at and fantasizing, because you said it's a fantasy, fantasizing about his friend, somebody that he hang with, that he's close with, that y'all hang together. Like, that's gonna just be a constant like tape in his head.
Yo, man. Toya, could you write into us, please? Could you check in so we know you okay?
Right.
Seriously?
Right.
These dudes will choke the fuck out of you for something like this.
But how would you feel if he would have said your sister or your one of your close friends?
It's a fantasy. You should be able to say it and be honest about this shit.
Sometimes people find fantasies become reality. Like me, if I sit and have a conversation with someone, I'd be like, oh, you know, and that person's talking about they fantasize and having a threesome. That's because one day they're going to want to have that threesome, and they're going to want to know if you're okay with it. And I'm not talking about mention names. I'm just talking about the conversation about having a threesome. Mm-hmm. So when that time comes, you won't be surprised because they already expressed interest. So when somebody names somebody, now he's going to be wondering, because that person is so close to him, is this fantasy going to become a reality? Or, you know, even if it's not a threesome, is she going to go for him because she's fantasizing? And sometimes fantasies just don't stay fantasies. They become reality. So, but me, I would first of all, I would have told him, don't ask me that. You don't want me to answer that. That's what I would have told him. I would not have said. No, everybody not built like that, Hakim.
I know, but it tells you what kind of mate you got. It tells you what kind of person you're in a relationship with. He can literally, now let's think about this. He can tell you about the chick he works with that he sees 8 to 9 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
His homeboy that you only see in social gatherings. Here and here, right? So you can take it, but he can't.
Like, oh no, I'm not saying that she shouldn't feel no type of way. The question was, why is he mad? I mean, because in my mind, I would be thinking the same thing. Like, this is somebody you see on a regular that I'm not around, so I would never know if you mess with this person. I get it. I'm just answering what she was,
man.
You know, she was saying about the man. Listen, y'all have stop asking questions that y'all don't want to know the answer to. Man, because yeah. When somebody asks me a question that I know they ain't gonna like the answer to, I'll be like, "You sure?
Yeah,
because you gonna get the truth."
I'm telling you,
built for it. In a perfect world, we all could be open and honest without backlash. In a perfect world,
yeah.
But
man.
Everybody not mentally and emotionally to be built for certain things. But then again, you know your mate.
Yeah, because that was some sucker shit. And y'all, if we're talking about fantasies don't. Most fantasies don't never happen. Right. But there's absolutely nothing wrong for speaking what you fantasize about.
Right.
What you got is an insecure, weak ass, typical dude who's closed minded to shit. He's open for him. You can't be open.
Right. Remember the old saying goes, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Don't let something be okay for you and it ain't okay for me. You could say the chick you work with that you see all the time, but I can't say your homeboy because he's fine as shit and his dick big. That's what she said, right?
Yeah. Now don't be fucking. And y'all gonna listen, man. Y'all
that's
can tell us.
He mad because he probably see it too.
Yeah, he probably now. Don't go to the gym with them no more. You might not make it home one night. He might take you out to the woods or some shit.
Chill.
So, or then here's the other flip side. Maybe he'll calm the fuck down and say, you know what? You give me mine, I give you yours. But I'm giving him too much credit. I don't see this happening.
But if he was to say it, he wouldn't be okay with it. He agree with it because it sounds good, and she won't be able to live it down. I'm telling you, she wouldn't.
Nah, because
it sounds good.
Yeah, she talk about his joint bouncing when he on the treadmill. Damn, you look at are you gat watching and shit? Looking all hard in the gym. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe they ain't that. Maybe they ain't that. The hard to spot. So he know it too. That's why he insecure.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, he probably caught you peeking, but wasn't and didn't put 2 and 2 together. Now he's sitting on analyzing this shit. Like, that's why you was over there looking all hard. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you ain't gonna be allowed around that friend no more. But check in with us. We gotta make sure that you straight. All right. This one is from Malik. Malik, I teased this one on our last show, but Malik says that he recently had sexual intercourse with his dad's ex-wife. Best pussy he ever had. He don't understand how dad can let her go. They're keeping it a secret from pops, but they almost got caught a few times being in a part of town where dad's friends were lurking about doing their creep moves. And he just thinking that could he keep this thing going or should they just end it before dad finds out?
He should have never did it before you find out. And if you haven't ended it, you should end it. First of all, see, y'all gonna stop playing with people's feelings and emotions and stuff. Y'all don't be knowing how mentally stable somebody is until you end up on an episode of Snapped or something. Y'all better stop playing with people's emotions and stuff. This is somebody that, I don't know how long they've been married, but this is somebody that was the stepmom at one point in time. Like,
hey, man.
I wouldn't be able
like
to.
That.
Listen.
It be like that sometimes. Hey, listen. That's his ex-wife. You know what I mean?
But I wouldn't. First of all, she should be off limits just because they used to date or went together and married. Like, that person should already be off limits. You know, who cares if it's an ex? That person should be off. That's your dad. You know, your parents' exes, your I'm not doing this with high cam. Your parents' exes, your siblings, like that all should be off limits.
Man.
Your dad shouldn't trust you around one of his roommates.
He looking at it. He's checking your wifey out.
I wonder what's the age difference too. That's what I'm
trying
curious.
To figure out. I don't know, man. Hey, look, young strapping young man and strong back, and saw dad's wife walking around the crib. Like, damn, pop, damn, where you get this one from? Hey, mm-hmm. he had to have it, and he said that's the best pussy he ever had, queen. You know how? Do you understand what that means to say that to a man in his young in his 20s? Damn, what'd she do to that boy?
Well, how much has he had? Because he probably didn't have that much.
He's a piece of shit. He's had his share. I know him. He's had his share. Tang tang. He gets it from his dad. That's the problem. You know, but hey, man, look, I ain't mad at you, Malik. But when your daddy find out, you better run for cover. Check in with us. He might already found out.
Right. y'all just careless. Y'all don't care about his feelings. Y'all don't care about somebody spotting y'all, because let's be honest. The streets talk.
Man.
And people pay attention, especially when it ain't their business, they pay attention.
Oh boy, that's some good sinning right there. You know, the pussy you ain't supposed to have is always the best pussy, Malik. So you learned a valuable lesson. I ain't mad at you, because that's his ex. That's not his current. That's between you and your daddy, but.
Well, was he trying to get it? Was he thinking about trying to get it and quote unquote fantasizing about it, what it was?
Again, he has every right to.
Was he fantasizing about it when it was his stepmom? And now he made that fantasy a reality?
She in there cutting greens and doing dishes, and that ass swaying. He looking at licking his lips like, damn, I want to tear that shit up. He couldn't wait for that divorce to go through.
He ain't shit.
Hey, look, I ain't mad at him. God damn it. That ain't, you know. His daddy gonna be mad as shit. But all right, queen. That's enough fuckery for today. We'll be back next week for some more. Oh man. All right, queen. You wanna give any shout outs or do anything?
Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Continue to share the word that we're on this new platform. Any questions, write in. Any topics that you want us to discuss, you can write in. Before I sign out, any shout outs for you?
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Ms. Dopeness checking in. Shout out to Zio Style. Shout out to Kat. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to Tanya. Shout out to Ren for sharing and posting. Shout out to everyone who's been writing in. This is a new platform, y'all. This show will be put up on Blog Talk tomorrow for our podcasting lovers who want to listen to it at their own leisure. If you're a member of this group, you'll be able to listen to this and play this back at your own leisure as well. It'll be posted up in the feature section. And don't forget to go and like the Queen Vi Reality Talk business page. And we'll be back next week. We got a lot of catching up to do.
Okay, so that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.